This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers battle here with the Oregon Ducks in Eugene. And delighted to be joined by University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds, catching up with him each and every week during the football season. Let's talk about what's on your mind this week.
Well, enrollment numbers are in, Greg, and I'm really excited about where we are. For the second year in a row, we've hit an all-time high. We have almost 53,000 students enrolled across the university this year. UNL and the Med Center both have record enrollments this year. UNL and UNO both have the largest ever incoming freshman class, which is obviously very good news for the university and for the state of Nebraska. And we're also continuing to reach new milestones in diversity. So Lincoln's student body is the most diverse in history, and 44% of UNO's undergraduates are first in their families to go to college. And again, that is really good for the future of the economy for the state of Nebraska.
And what does this mean for the university then?
Well, it means that when the University of Nebraska grows, so does the state. Our back-to-back enrollment records means we're continuing to serve Nebraskans effectively. And I think students see us as affordable, and they know that we provide an outstanding education. So enrollment growth means that more students and families recognize the value and quality that the university provides. It means that we'll produce more talented graduates. It means that we will be doing more to educate Nebraska's future workforce. And I am more excited than ever about what we're doing and our ability to impact and to continue to grow the state.
Sounds like a win-win for both the university and the state.
It absolutely is. You know, Greg, you and I have talked about this a number of times. The university is a key driver of workforce development in the state. In fact, we produce about 11,000 graduates each year in areas like healthcare and agriculture and education, and the list, as you know, goes on and on and on. And the other fact that many people don't know is that one in every seven working-age Nebraskans holds a University of Nebraska degree. We need to keep growing that enrollment, because what we do know is that 70% of all jobs in Nebraska will soon require an education beyond high school. And what we also know is that tens of thousands of jobs are going to be created over the next decade. What we don't know is what they are, because they haven't been invented yet. But we do know that all of them will require a college degree.
We're visiting with University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds here at halftime. You recently jumped into the car, took a little tour around the state. What'd you learn?
Well, certainly did. A week ago, I went on a road trip across Nebraska, central and western Nebraska, from Scotts Bluff all the way back to Seward. I met with Nebraskans who pay taxes, community and business leaders, policymakers, donors, to talk about the university's importance to the state and to its economy, how we're working on Nebraskans' behalf, and ways that we can work together to grow our state.
Great to get out and meet the folks. Any thoughts about your time on the road?
Yeah, well, so what it really did was it made me sort of rethink the mission of the land-grant university and reinforced my thinking about what it is that Nebraskans should expect from us. We have an obligation to provide quality education, to conduct research that improves communities and lives, and then we have this real obligation to share what we learn through outreach. And at the end of the day, the University of Nebraska really does exist to serve the citizens of our state. That service comes to life in many ways, but it particularly comes through the university's extension program. And so this will be an odd halftime conversation, but when I visited the research and extension centers, we talked about pests and some of the work that our entomologists are doing. And what you don't think about is the fact that we have some of the world's leading experts on western bean cutworm. And in the North Platte area, and now growing all the way across to New York, the work that our researchers are doing, and then the work that Extension does to convey that new knowledge, is in fact saving farmers millions and millions of dollars. And so what a couple of scientists are doing at our university is really making an enormous impact.
What other ways is the university helping the state, especially outside the state?
So I could go on and on and on with that question, but at the end of the day, maybe I'll bring up 2 points. One is addressing healthcare needs, and two, addressing the needs of our youngest, most vulnerable citizens, particularly in rural areas. And so if you think about healthcare shortage, that does, you know, that's an issue for urban and rural Nebraska and urban and rural America. But when you think about what it is that we do, UNMC, particularly in rural areas, educates more than 70% of all the physicians, pharmacists, dentists, nurses, and all the bachelor's degrees in the state. And then the newly opened Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center is making Nebraska a destination for cancer care and research. I think it's a sobering point to note that one in every two Nebraskans will be impacted by cancer at some point in their lifetime. We're working really hard to make Nebraska the best place to be a baby. So good early childhood education is important. It gives our youngest, most vulnerable citizens a foundation for success later in life. But really, it's about training teachers that have the skill set to deal with our youngest children. The state of Nebraska needs about 8,000 qualified early childhood professionals. We currently have about 2,000. And so it's an enormous gap, and it's a gap that Extension is working really hard on every day to try to close.
Wonderful. Any final thoughts for the week?
Well, I think it's, again, it's just apparent to me that the University of Nebraska has unlimited opportunities to make our state an even better place to live, to work, to raise a family, and I'm excited to work alongside good Nebraskans like you to make that happen.
Wonderful. Great to see you. We'll see you back in Lincoln next week.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds, University President, with us here at Halftime. We have a lot more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future. This is the Husker Sports Network.